Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. We've got an e-mom. Everyone loves an e-mom, so here you go. My gift to you. What could be more fun? An e-mom, in case you're unfamiliar with it, stands for every minute on the minute. So each minute that it ticks by the clock, there's some work or task assigned to you. What could be more fun than an e-mom? How about a 30-minute e-mom? That's even more fun. But you say, wait, Pat, can it get any better? I say, yes, it can. Because part of the e-mom involves burpees. So what a fantastic day we have in store. Workout of the day. Every minute on the minute for 30 minutes. Clock starts ticking. Minute one, 1 minute of max reps double unders. Minute two, rest. How great is that? Got nothing to do. Minute three, max reps of the burpee, the old school burpee. It's going to be a great minute. Minute four, you rest. Fantastic. Minute five, max reps of your friend and mine, the hollow rock. Minute six, rest. So that's 6 minutes laid out, 30-minute EMOM. So you're going to go through that five total times. And so, yes, it's an EMOM, and we also basically have interval work built in today. A minute on, minute of rest. Minute on, minute of rest. So, going to be a good time. We've got a video showing the double under, the burpee, and the hollow rock. Super Fitness Robot scores for this. 80 or more double unders per minute, 20 burpees or more per minute, and 30 hollow rocks or more per minute. More likely time for a lot of us more normal humans, 40 double unders or more per minute, 10 burpees or more per minute, and then 15 hollow rocks or more per minute. Scaled option. It's going to be the dubs is what gets most people. So for the scaled option, still a 30-minute EMOM, but in minute number one, you could do double unders or single unders or jumping jacks. Any one of those three, it's a minute of max reps of whatever one of those movements that you choose. Then you've got your rest, then you've got your minute of max rep burpees, another minute of rest, and then for minute five, your choice, either max reps hollow rocks or sit-ups. Good to go either way. And then minute six is once again rest. So we have a video showing the single under and the sit-up. The limited equipment crew, they've got everything they need for the workout of the day. So it's precisely the same as the regular workout. The no equipment workout, they have almost everything they need, but they don't have a jump rope. So their 30-minute EMOM, the only difference between that and the regular workout of the day is in minute one, when the rest of us are skipping rope, their minute one is max reps jumping jacks. And if you think they're getting out of it easy, they are not. The thing about jumping jacks is they add up, they have a metabolic hit, and unlike a jump rope where you might miss a rep and tangle your feet every now and then and actually have a reason to stop, jumping jacks give you no reason to stop. So they're a sleeper. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Plank hold, accumulating 1 to 2 minutes. Then some good old conditioning. You're going to choose one of these and you're going to do it twice, but you're going to rest a couple minutes between. So you can either do 300-meter row or a 200-meter run or 60 seconds of max effort on the bike. So you choose one. Let's say you do the 300-meter row. Do the 300-meter row, rest 2 minutes, and then you do it one more time. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we're going to stretch. We have calves and foam rolling, as well as the pec stretch laying on the side and a cobra stretch for the abs. Hope you enjoyed the EMOM. Sure that 30 minutes went by in a blink of an eye, and I will see you back here tomorrow for one of the linchpin tests.